Unit 19B, Activity 2.
So, Mr. Jennings, I'll have your bill ready in a minute. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Well, I noticed that you sell light bulbs as well. I was thinking about getting some, but they look rather strange to me.
Those are new energy-saving bulbs. Have you replaced all your old bulbs yet?
Actually, not yet. Is that important?
Well, this will help to reduce your energy consumption.
Sounds interesting. So which ones should I buy?
Before you buy any kind of energy-saving bulb, you need to know the luminous flux.
What's that?
This is the total amount of light produced by a light source and measured in lumen. The value is written on the box.
So what do I look for when choosing a bulb?
Let me explain this. Energy-saving lights are able to produce the same amount of light using less power. Think about a 60-watt general lighting service lamp. This one delivers approximately 700 lumens. However, a compact fluorescent bulb or a LED lamp delivers more than 800 lumens using only 11 watts or 10 watts.
I understand, but can I fit energy-saving lamps or LED lamps into my regular bulb sockets?
That's no problem at all. Nowadays, you can get energy-saving lamps with the most common fittings like E27 or E14.
And how much do these fluorescent lights or LED lamps cost?
Well, they're still quite expensive, but you need to remember that the investment will pay off. Your electricity bill for lighting will be much lower, and don't forget, these lights last 15 or 20 times longer.
That sounds great. Thanks for the information, Miss Lindner.
You're welcome. Do you want me to help you choose the correct bulbs?
Oh, yes. I need at least three for the lamps in the living room.